Let me pray, and then we'll get into our time in the Word. Father, just thank you so much for your Word, Lord God, and the truth that it is to us, and how, Lord, it all points to you. Lord, we know, Lord, that it can just be words on a page if we just read it as such. But Lord, if we're willing, if our hearts are willing, if our eyes are open, if our hearts are soft and yielded, and we're attentive, Lord, you can speak into our lives like nothing else, Lord God, through your Word. And so, Lord, we just come this morning to just seek your face. And we ask that you would just speak to us, Lord, through your Word. And we give you this time in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to take you to the Gospel of Luke this morning in a study I called On the Road, On the Road. And what we're going to look at the incident, if you will, on the road to Emmaus. And just a little bit of a backdrop, right? Because the road to Emmaus, this moment that took place with these two disciples of Jesus, happened the very morning of his resurrection. Right, so if you can kind of picture in context of what took place, right? Jesus suffered, was tried, you know, falsely accused and tried, beaten, died on the cross, was buried. 3 days later, he rises from the grave, right? And on that morning, the women go with Mary Magdalene and the other ladies. They go to the tomb, and they find the tomb is empty. And then they run back to the other disciples, and they tell them that the tomb is empty. Now, they didn't believe them, right? And John and Peter, they run themselves run to the tomb, and they find that the tomb is empty as well. And so all of this, there's so much more that has taken place, but it's for these two disciples, it's quite an eventful 3 days, and especially quite an eventful morning for them. And so as we get into our story, we're going to see two disciples, again, just after these women come, and they're on the road heading towards, we'll see this, on the road heading towards a town called Emmaus. And on the road is where they're going to meet the risen Lord. They're going to meet the risen Lord. So Luke chapter 24, and we're going to pick it up at verse 13. We'll take it through verse 35. And we're going to divide up our time in two sections. We're going to see what I call the conversation, and then we're going to see what I call the revelation. The conversation and then the revelation. So Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 13, and let me read these first two verses. It says, "Now behold, two of them were traveling the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked together of all these things which had happened." Now, two of them, and of course Luke is assuming that you would understand in context, two of them is two of the disciples. We're not necessarily told who these disciples are. They weren't the 12 or the 11. They were just other disciples that were part of the group, right? And we are told in verse 18, one of them was named Cleopas, but we don't know necessarily much more about them. And as I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, that's actually very significant to the story, right? Because when you think of these disciples and you don't know who they are, it makes it a lot easier as you're reading this story to kind of insert your own name as one of these disciples. You could have been, I mean, if you happened to be born at that time and were one of his disciples, this could have been you. Could have been me, right? So they're no different than you and I. And as well, we're not told why they decided to leave the rest of the group, the upper room that the rest of the group was in. I mean, maybe they were, you know, maybe like, you can imagine all the emotion after Jesus had been crucified, now he's buried, and then all of a sudden now they're hearing, oh, the tomb is empty. They were going through all this varied emotions. Maybe they were thinking, well, you know what? They came after Jesus. maybe they're going to come after us as well. So maybe these two guys thought, we're going to hightail it out of here. We're going to head over to this, you know, I know a guy in Emmaus. He can keep us, he can hide us or whatever. Maybe that's what they were thinking. Either way, it appears that these two men, they're going, if you will, in the wrong direction. They're going away from Jerusalem. They're heading away from the rest of the group. And Jesus is about to meet these, if you will, wayward disciples. And he's going to give them what I would call a course correction. They're on that road, but they're going to get a course correction. And so often, you know, think about our own lives. We need course corrections, right? We need course corrections in our own lives. Certainly before we ever give our lives to Jesus Christ, before we, when we're unsaved, we don't know the Lord, we need like the course correction of all course corrections to give our lives back to, in, you know, to Jesus Christ. But even after that, right, God has course corrections in our lives oftentimes because we get off the path a little bit. And here's the thing, if we're open to the Lord, right? If we're open to the Lord, if we've never opened our heart to the Lord, if we've never given our life to the Lord, it's as easy as what we're going to see this morning. It's as easy as that. And I would hope you would, if that's you this morning, that you would find that place, that you would find an open door, an open heart, an open arms to come to the Lord.